Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled." Some of you know that verse very well. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go there to prepare a place for you." A place for you. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you." Receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Wonderful words from our risen Savior. Jesus cares about those who doubt. He cares about those who are filled with trouble. He cares about those who don't yet believe in him. Thomas, one of the 12, it says in John 20, 24 through 30, it says, he was not with the disciples when Jesus came, so the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." And he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus appeared to his disciples, as you know, in that upper room, and he said to them this question in Luke 24, as he came into the room, he said, "Peace be with you." Verse 37, they were startled, frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. And then verse 38, he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." What difference does the resurrection of Jesus Christ make in your life, in your heart? Is it a tradition that we just normally follow on Easter Sunday after we've had an Easter egg hunt and pictures with a bunny in the mall, and we've done shopping? Or does the resurrection of Jesus Christ really mean something to you? John said, "In him is life, and he is the light of men." Christ gave his life for you and for me on the cross, took all of your sin, past, present, and future, bore it upon himself, defeated death and hell, as we've heard about, rose again the third day, as we heard about, as we know the word proclaims. It is not fiction. It is not fiction. It is fact that needs to be accompanied by faith. By faith. What does the resurrection mean? Jesus wanted to give his disciples peace. He wants his disciples to not to experience trouble and doubts, knowing that he says, I've overcome the world. In this world, you're going to have trouble and tribulation, but I have overcome the world. Jesus wants his disciples to know that he is really alive and risen from the dead. I think that's why he said, hey, listen, look at me, touch me, see. In fact, give me something to eat. If you were here for breakfast, that was wonderful. Give me something to eat. Jesus ate among them, demonstrating the resurrection body. He ate the food. His body is immortal. He was able to appear and disappear. That was his resurrected body. This kind of body we will be given at the resurrection of the dead, says some theologians in 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus explained to them the scriptures. He opened their minds so they could understand. And he declared them as witnesses of these things and gave them a promise to receive the Holy Spirit. What does that mean for us? This morning, Christ wants to give you peace. He wants to give you peace. Are you experiencing trouble and turmoil? He wants you to know that his presence is with you. He wants you to know that he is really alive. He really is alive. He really is alive. And he wants to live in you. He wants you to know that he is coming back again as promised, and that he will transform you, and that even as the word says, that we shall be like him. And he has sent the Holy Spirit to indwell every believer. The Holy Spirit is really that seal that cannot be broken. He opens up our hearts and our minds to understand the scriptures. And then he wants us to be his witness, to tell others of his good news, that he is alive, being filled with the Holy Spirit. What does the resurrection mean for you this morning? I hope it means everything. And I hope that you will declare it with boldness. And if you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do so today. And if you, O Christian brother and sister in Christ, you're not walking with the Lord, I encourage you to come back to him today, because he will take the doubts away. His love will cast out all fear. And he will open up your heart and your minds as you spend time with him in the scriptures and in communion by his Spirit. And he'll do that transforming work that only he can do, because he is risen again and he is alive. And he wants his life to be made manifest in your life. And you do that by faith. Jesus said these words. He who believes in me has everlasting life. Do you believe? Then go and tell. Father, we thank you for what we've heard this morning. Our hearts have been ministered to by your Spirit. You have lovingly, graciously poured out your gift of grace through the gospel, through the life of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we can say, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. We can say, I live because he lives. And so, Lord, I pray today by the power of your Holy Spirit that you will continue to speak to your people, your children, not only here in our fellowship, but all throughout the world, that you will continue that good work that you've begun in our hearts. And, Lord, that you will help us to tell the good news, to be your witness. May we declare that we serve a risen Savior, that Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.